time to time on All In, we get days like today and guests like today's guest. She is in the type of business that, frankly, me and I'm guessing most of you out there aren't exactly familiar with, though it has a tremendous impact on all of us every day of our life in a variety of ways. We're going to talk everything from supply chains to manufacturing strategy, all sorts of things. Again, you may not know it, but indirectly, it has a big impact on us all. So pay close attention. We're all going to learn a little bit today. The name of the company we're talking with is LMA Consulting Group. Here she is, LMA herself, Lisa Anderson, our guest on the show. Lisa, how are you? So good to see you.
Great. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm really glad to have you. And we were chatting a little bit off air. I don't have a clue what you do, but in reading the notes, I realize I probably should know a little bit something about it. So let's get rolling. Before LMA Consulting Group started, what's your background? What led you up to where you are today with your own thing?
Well, I started my career out of college. I gained a degree in operations management and started at Coca-Cola Enterprises and planned what they produced in their facilities and distributed to their sales network so that it arrived in grocery stores. And from there, I went to a couple other companies and ended up as a vice president of operations and supply chain for an adult incontinence manufacturer. Now I've been consulting for 15 years.
For 15 years, and it sounds like you have a broad spectrum because, let's be honest, what you do is in no way locked into just one particular industry. I'm guessing you consult with people in a variety of industries. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely. So I work in aerospace and defense, food and beverage, building products, healthcare products are a few of the top types of clients lately.
You know, it sounds to me, and just reviewing the notes, and by goodness sake, please correct me if I'm wrong. Chances are I will be. But in a nutshell, you work with people that make stuff to make sure that they can get it where it needs to be in an efficient, timely fashion. Is that just a nice brief synopsis?
Actually, that's perfect.
Well, it just fascinates me, and now I totally understand why we should all care about that. So talk to me about how you do what you do, and more importantly, lead into why we as consumers need to pay attention to supply chains.
Well, absolutely. Well, we can just take our recent experience in our COVID environment and grocery stores. And, you know, there was panic buying and the grocery stores had very little of most of the products we wanted. And that was due to supply chain challenges where, you know, the ingredients that go into some of the food and then some of it went to manufacturing facilities or food processing facilities to, you know, let's say turn it into a frozen dinner, and then had to be distributed out to, you know, through distributors sometimes, and then out to out eventually to stores. So there's quite a bit involved and a lot of things that can go wrong, as it did.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing that can go wrong is when you're working with perishable items in the food chain. And if you don't get the raw products from point A to point B in time to get turned into something else, there's a lot of money on the line, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. It's and that actually brings up technology as well, because there's a lot of traceability that goes with food. So if, you know, we hear about recalls and those types of events, is very supply chain oriented. So we have to be able to trace back where everything was produced in that particular group of items, which is called a lot, and where it all is throughout the supply chain so that we can make sure that no one eats something that's going to harm them.
So Lisa, with LMA, do you spend a lot of time on the phone or online and whatnot working with transportation companies, distribution companies that actually truck the stuff from one point to another, or is that a whole other issue that someone else handles?
No, I work with manufacturers and distributors and also transportation partners. So, you know, the end-to-end supply chain. So it starts with materials of some sort or ingredients, if you're talking food. And then, it, you know, from those suppliers, we have transportation to get it to a manufacturing or food processing facility. And many times there are more than one involved and it has to get back and forth between them. And then it goes out to the customers. And that's, of course, not simple either. Many times it goes through layers of distribution. And in these days, e-commerce is really rising as well.
You know, you mentioned panic buying. Let's go back to a second. In my words, not yours, the number one thing people think about when we went through panic buying was toilet paper, all right? Not a perishable yes. item by any stretch, but certainly an essential item. I think we all would agree on that. But did anybody ever foresee anything like that happening? I mean, had anything like that happened before to where there was some knowledge that you could learn from and be ready for it? Or did this just totally catch everyone by surprise?
Well, things like that have happened in the past. And there's a term for it in supply chain. It's called the bullwhip effect. But in essence, it's like dramatic increases in demand or reductions in demand and the ripple effect it has throughout the supply chain. The problem with toilet paper is that, you know, it's unprecedented, the amount of toilet paper that folks wanted to hoard. And the people who produce toilet paper for commercial settings, like the places of business or, you know, hotels, are not the same. They don't have the same packaging by any stretch of the imagination as they have for consumers. And it's also produced differently. So there's a lot of complications in switching back and forth.
Well, whoever got it fixed, and if you had any part of that, from me personally, not talk show guy, but personal toilet paper consumer, thank you for that. It was nice to come out of that dark tunnel that we all were in. You know, talking about COVID, we've talked about the bad part of it, but have any opportunities, maybe a positive opportunity, come out there, particularly in Southern California where you are, something you can tell us about on that?
Oh, actually, absolutely. They're the companies that are innovative, that are we're better prepared for being agile and accommodating for changing conditions and actually changing customer requirements. Because if you think about it, as consumers, we've changed what it is that we're, what types of products and services we look for. And we also, and they're evolving at a rapid pace as we are forced to try new things or are, you know, as COVID has absolutely changed that. So the folks who are better prepared and are getting to be more agile and resilient are going to be much more successful going forward.
Well, and again, someone like yourself who maybe you're working on a project for one industry, but it could, and I'm guessing in a lot of cases does, work nicely for other industries as well. So everybody can take advantage of the knowledge that you have and the things that you're putting together, systems, if you will, in place. Looking at the notes today, this term came across the page and up front, 100%, don't have a clue what it is. Smart manufacturing. I know it's got to be technology related. Go into that a little bit if you don't mind.
Sure. So smart manufacturing and similar for the distribution side and logistics side. Really what it means is, are we utilizing technology more? Because we have to automate. We need to use items like 3D printers, and it's sometimes called additive manufacturing. It's lots of terms, IoT, Internet of Things. All of these terms really mean, how do we use different technologies like artificial intelligence? Like everyone has, well, a lot of people have like Amazon Alexa. Those types of capabilities throughout our supply chain, it just helps us produce more of the right things and have more of the right supplies and products in the right place at the right time and more profitably.
And it just gets better. And someone like yourself who's been doing it so long, your face was lighting up. I got to be honest with you. Your face was lighting up, getting excited about this. That's the type of person that I like, because as we've learned and as I told everybody before we started today, what you do impacts all of us, even if you've never heard of it before. We are all the end users of the supply chains. And when the chain breaks, nothing's good for anybody. So it's always nice to me, too. Any of the guests like yourself I get to talk to today that had a wealth of experience gained from big-time companies, the ones you mentioned, learned all this stuff and realized, you know what, I'm going out on my own. That's one of my favorite types of businesses. And by golly, it looks like you pulled it off in spades. Congratulations to you on that. And thank you again for all that you do to keep the supply chains going through it all. You're going to be right there with it, and we do appreciate it. You got a great story. I'm out of time. Thanks for sharing that story today, and I'll think about you next time I go buy anything. Take care.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
You too.